Justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to the one show that everybody should be listening to, World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. I'm into long walks in the beaches holding my girlfriend's hand until the acid wears off and then I realize I'm dragging a mannequin through the Wendy's parking lot. My co-host, sitting on the left-hand side of me, he's into the Denver burlesque scene. His name, Michael Amade.
I'm extremely into the Denver burlesque scene.
Yes you are.
It's kind of a pastime.
That subject.
Pastime.
All right. And on his left, a man who's into the nursing scene here in Denver.
Yes.
He is the half squatch.
Evening, all.
Evening. How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
How's your week, man?
Kind of boring.
Oh, yeah. Mine, too. Sat in front of the computer a lot.
No one asked me how my week was.
How was your week, Mike?
Awesome. I'm feeling kind of homunculus.
Really?
Yeah, a little small. I feel like a small man.
Like a small man?
Or maybe you guys just got larger.
Well, I was eating my wife's baking, so.
Oh, I didn't mean larger that way, but okay, yeah, cool.
All right, so what we do here is we we put on a poetic platform where people can share their work. We are being brought to you tonight by NatureBox. And I want to mention them. They're on the left-hand side of the screen when you come in. Click on through. Subscribe to their service. 12 months out of the year, you get healthy snacks. And the best snack in the world are healthy snacks.
I would agree.
Yeah. What, you know, why waste your life on ding-dongs, Twinkies, cupcakes, that sort of thing, when you can have Chipotle chickpeas? I know. Wow, our producer just blanked out on that one. Like, what the hell?
Like, I know they're our sponsor and everything, but after that statement you just made, I said it was all love. I kind of want to smack you in the mouth.
There you go. But the flavor will smack you in the mouth, so you're going to want to check them out. Don't let your taste buds get bored. NatureBox.com. All right. That being said, we want your poetry. We want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We are trying to pick up the pace just a little bit. We want one poem per caller. However, with that being said, we are lifting the rule where you can call back in. If you want to do a second poem, call back in the second segment.
Absolutely.
And share a second poem.
And it's really not that we're trying to cut down less poetry. We just have more people calling in. We're just trying to see and gauge what's going on.
Well, plus, like I said, we've got lots of huge announcements. We actually do have people listening to us to see what we sound like. So let's make them proud. You're going to want to call in with your poetry.
Let me make one really quick announcement.
We got tons.
This is one of three. Okay.
The big one.
So this is number one. People who follow the show, they know I perform quite a bit. I have an album that's going to be coming out on Tuesday. Called SEA. And the announcement that's kind of pertinent to the show is we're going to be playing in this next segment one of the songs off the album. And if you look on the page right below where it says listen here, there's a little thing that says you can put in your email address to pre-free order a copy of the album. So for everybody who's listening to the show this week, for the next week, if you put your email address in there, on Tuesday, once the album comes out, I will send you a link to give you a free download of the whole album for 1 week.
I better go sign up. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to be doing during this call-in segment, is I'm going to be signing up for his free album.
So that's announcement number one.
Yes, we've got more coming, though.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry,
buddy. All right. So now you're going to want to call 720-240-9766. Once again, 720-240-9766 to share one poem with us. And if you want to share a second, call back during the second segment, call now.
Hey, guys. I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous. But hey, there's a first time for everything.
You never talk to me, but you're talking with your eyes. And when you hide your face, I can see you right through your disguise. And I remember kissing you, and how it felt so could get it right. And I say, ooh, ooh. And I say, ooh, ooh. I say, thank you. so I can hear the song of the world. Run the open seas to see the mysteries as they swirl. This old inside of me, been here since the day I was born. The pouring royalty, the joyful child, the prince born. And I say, ooh, ooh. And I say, ooh, ooh. I say, I say, ooh, ooh, and I say, ooh, 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 and I say,
that's the perfect time to call 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
Thank you. shining bright. If I could walk with you, everything'd be alright.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, hubbada boom! It's all about the poets.
Really? You did that again?
No, what is hubbada boom?
From a Miller Lite commercial.
It's a Miller Lite commercial. It's
what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are we quoting Miller Lite commercials here?
Because it was funny.
Because it's funny. Yeah. You got to see the commercial.
Okay. Now right. Okay. I
watch
you.
Football on Sunday. It'll be on.
You know what? I just sometimes I find other things to do.
There you go. The Denver Burlesque scene.
Oh, so. It,
not the burlesque. Good
if
Lord.
If you were actually listening during that break while we were getting our callers lined up, the first song that played was Michael Amadeus.
Yes.
Who. And.
What was it called?
Who?
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 Did somebody let it all loose in the studio?
Who? Who? The song. By who?
Michael
Amade.
Yeah, right. Actually, the group named Amade, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But by me.
Yeah. While we were at break, I signed up for that list. And I'll tell you, I have not felt so cool about being on a list since you and I went to the Faster Pussycat concert down at X-Loon.
That was crazy.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
That was.
We were on like the big guest list.
Yeah, so we go in to see this. We go in to see Faster Pussycat, which in itself, let's just say, is pretty awesome. And then we... We're there watching the opening band. Didn't we walk up to the front row? And then out of nowhere, this one song starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep going.
The moment the song started playing, suddenly we were absolutely surrounded by people, by dancing. We were like, what happened?
It was really cool.
Just one song and then the floor gets
The floor
flooded.
Was full, and it was kind of crazy. And then didn't we end up leaving or something like
that? Well, no, we got to meet the band afterwards. And
oh,
then
that's
we
okay.
left.
That's yeah. right. That's right.
And we left like with quite the buzz on. Anyway, that's
that was a few years
ago. Yeah. All right. So what we do is we do poetry. We want one of your best. And speaking of one of the best, calling in from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Are you there, Ellie?
Hey, G-Cod.
Hey, how are you?
We're talking at the same time. I'm fine. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. It's good to hear yours, too. I've got a poem tonight that is, I'm just going to preface it real quick. My daughter just got married, and she got married on our 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, how special is that?
I know. And I've been praying for years for her soulmate to come along. And he finally did. And his name is Michael. So the poem is called Michael, A Prayer. His birthday's this weekend, and this is what I did for his birthday, and I framed it.
Okay.
Many moons have risen as suns have set upon a prayer, asking God for a gentle heart to hold my daughter Beth with love. Years of prayers for you, dear Michael, never seeing your face, yet ever knowing your heart so tender, your mind as keen as hers, that inner strength, a man born of the truth. And so at twilight eve, I looked into your eyes at last, dearest Michael, and I knew my prayers were all of you. I asked of God, Michael, was his answer true? A soulmate Beth could cherish, together grow in wisdom, all the sunsets of their days.
Nice. Very well done. Ellie?
Thank you, guys.
Are you going to call back for the second segment?
I'm going to try. I usually don't last that long.
Okay.
I had a second poem, but I know we're going to move right along tonight, so I'll hold it for next week.
Yeah, we're going to try this for a couple weeks because we have people listening to our show that you know, might want to hear a little quicker pace.
Well, and as we have more poets calling in, we just run into the finite resource of time that we need to kind of figure out. So,
yeah, I understand. Absolutely. It makes perfect sense to me. But I'll see if I can manage this for the second. But I hate to take up the time for other poets calling in.
Oh. All righty.
You know?
Ellie, we love you. Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you guys. And good luck, and thank you for all that you do.
We'll talk to you soon. That was Ellie on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Ellie is grown by just such leaps and bounds over the years that we've been on the air. Do you realize this? Do you realize that it is just 2 months from now?
Yeah.
Less than 2 months. We will have a 2-year anniversary.
Yeah. We're going to be two. That means we're going to be like snide little brats.
We could be terrible.
You want to have our terrible twos?
Oh,
yes.
Can we?
Oh, my gosh.
Just
kidding. Everybody drops.
I'm gonna talk like an Ewok month.
Oh. Ooh.
No. All right. All right. Let's just move on.
All right. So next up, we got Renee. Renee, are you on the line with us?
Well, hi, guys.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Doing good. Glad to have you on the show.
Oh, it's good to be back. Cowboy Dale. He says hi. I chatted with him on Facebook. He's busy songwriting with a friend, but he told me to tell you hi.
Well, maybe he can slip in on the second segment.
I think songwriting's a good reason to songwriting's a good reason to stop other things. I did that earlier today myself.
I think it is.
So what do you got for us?
Well, I've got one called Fall Cotillion.
All right.
So, all the crimson leaves flutter in the wind, seem to be excited for a grand event begins, whispering to each other who their partner will be. Fall cotillion has arrived. They rustle in the breeze. Some dressed in golden, others wear brown. Scandal shows a bit of orange gaily fluttering around. How graceful their dance, final spirals to the ground, piling to the knees, delighting children all around. Yes, in the harvest sun, with the cool air of fall, I watched the grand cotillion as they took their final call.
Very well done. I enjoyed that one a lot.
Thank you.
Awesome. What a voice, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Renee, thank you so much. It's great hearing your work. Thank you.
It's great chatting with you guys.
Awesome.
I know there's another one awaiting, so I guess I'll see you later.
All right. Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
That was Renee on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow.
Two
heavy hitters right off the bat.
Oh, well, let's go for three. You want to go for broke?
Sure.
Third time's a charm. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. We got all the way from the Mitten State. Is he on the line? Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing good. Glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I understand it's Edgar Allan Poe month. He's the poet of the month.
He is.
That's right.
And with that in mind, I'd like to read one poem, a poem of his, a cover poem.
Okay.
It's a dream within a dream.
Oh, I love that piece.
Took his kiss upon the brow, and imparting from you now, this much let me avow, you are not wrong who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away, in night or in day, in vision or in none, is it therefore less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of golden sand. How few, yet they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep, oh God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? Oh God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
Bravo.
Yes.
Heck yes.
Edgar Allan Poe was a genius, and he was a free thinker. He was thought outside the box, and he really opened some great avenues of poetry, and I'm glad we are honoring him this month.
I'm glad we are, too. He was an inspiration for a lot of my poetry when I was first starting out, and I did like a two-year study of his work. Holy cow, that man, not only did he write gothic horror and everything like that, but he also started like the American detective novel or story genre.
Yes, he's a great, great man, and he should be honored. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show tonight, and
thank you
for all you guys do. You are a blessing to us all, and I want to say to you, God bless.
Thank you, and we'll hear from you in the second segment, right?
I'll try, yes, thank you.
All right, I know it's getting kind of late back there.
We're moving at a clip here, sir. Hey, Dennis, thank you so much for everything, man. I know you say thank you to us every week. But in a very sincere way, you are one of the people who just keeps this show humming along, and we appreciate you so much for it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic. And I got to say, to all the poets that are calling in, this show wouldn't be anything without you guys supporting us and participating.
100%. This show is about you. We've said that since day one.
Exactly. It's about the callers. And one caller that we've got online, calling all the way from Vancouver, please welcome Cynthia.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm really enjoying all this beautiful autumn imagery that's been read.
I'm telling you. And then I'll read later and you'll be like, eh, not so much.
Well, it's been such a beautiful show. And Dennis read one of my favorite pieces.
Yes.
So I have a poem for you tonight that's called Baptism. And it's, again, about nature imagery. Bowing before Jericho Beach, twilight and rose, I dip delicately into the saline womb of the sea. Let the ocean water flow through my fingertips. Pan across the Pacific horizon to the harbor, where the calls of gulls override the garrulous city behind. Salient pearl-capped waves entice the shore, wend along the winding coast, coalesce in memory, abrade the jagged rocks of my soul, wash over me as I await entrance. Transcendent touch of grace, trickling across the mosaic of broken shells like a wind chime, sifts the remains, gently letting go of all I never needed. That's the end.
Very well done. I got to say, I cheated. I read that online before you performed it. And wow, great piece.
Why you always got to cheat like that, man?
I'm such a cheater.
Cynthia, that was great. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening, everyone. And I'm really enjoying the show.
Awesome. Hopefully we'll hear from you during the next segment as well.
Thanks.
All right. That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic. Wow.
That's good.
You know, blessing doesn't even, I mean, and this, it sounds like hyperbole. It's really not.
It's not.
Blessing really is seems like too small of a word sometimes about the cool community we have out of this. And we want to grow.
Yes.
We want more cool people on the show. So if you're listening, if you like the show, please do us a favor and encourage someone who's a poet to send in their work, to call in, exactly. Or at least just to listen and kind of get an idea what it is.
Exactly. And if you're new to our show and you've never done this before and you're a little nervous, don't be nervous. You've heard these other great performers. I'm sure you would be just as good. And I encourage you to call during the next segment.
Absolutely. So if you're thinking about calling, you're on the fence, best time to do it, just take action, just decide you're going to do it. And so we go through these next few poets and we go to the next segment and we're ready. Just call in. Just make up your mind now. But we've got a few to go already.
Yeah, I was going to say, and someone who took that leap of faith a couple weeks ago, joined our family, please welcome on the line, he is Leo.
Are you there, sir?
Hey, sir.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Okay, hold on. Let me get this thing.
Turning down his listening device.
Down now. The listening device.
All right, we're all alone. No schizophrenic voices coming on. How you doing, dude?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Okay, I was getting spoiled. I was wondering when you was going to discipline me. I was really expecting, like, I want two poems. I want, and now I feel like, okay, I'm set straight.
No.
Thanks, guys.
No, we're not disciplining anybody. To be honest, we want to fit as many callers in as we can in a night, so that's why we're limiting it to one poem.
I understand completely. I understand.
Yeah, okay. We love. Hey, Leo, we love your work, man. It's really that. It's just easy for it to spiral out of control and suddenly a lot of people can't get in, which sucks.
Oh no, I believe me. I understand. I mean, I'm still spoiled. I'll find a loophole somewhere, but you know, I'll accept it for now.
Hey, dude, next segment's your loophole. Just call back.
Your loophole exactly.
There you go. That's right. Let me see if I could take over the world. In this
one call to the poetry show at a time.
Okay, let me move along and give these guys a chance. This poem I just wrote this week, and it's called A Tribute. Okay. A tribute to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio, and the guys who face sanity to say, there's another way to go. Thank you, J. Todd, Michael, and you too, JT. Oh, and JT, didn't forget your birthday. Happy 80th, buddy. You've opened the world doors for those who weren't able. Now their poems can travel the globe like long-time fables to touch minds and hearts over many continents, except, of course, Antarctica, where the penguins are thumbless. I don't have the voice to put on albums of the spoken word. I'd be more known to having the voice of the broken words. I may not be as powerful as the evil Darth Vader from New York, but I do live in his backyard, and I have my own pitchfork. I'm glad to be among many artists as they plant their verbal seeds. I feel lucky to find one of the world's greatest families. To those I haven't mentioned who make this all happen, I thank you also among all those who keep our lips flapping. To World Poetry Open Mic, the best in the world of tomorrow. Who would have thought that all this could have come from Colorado? End poem.
Absolutely fabulous.
Summed up our whole show. Well, exactly, we're done tonight.
Tonight, that's the show for tonight. No, you know, about some of those.
I was inspired. Hey, what can I say?
I've got to take issue with some of the things you said in that poem. First off, you do have a voice for spoken word art. I think you should do an album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two. Great things, dude.
Well, you know, I was just a little jealous because you did tell, I forgot who her name was last week.
Cynthia.
But, you know, I'm inspired to try to improve and to get to that level.
okay.
Oh, no, you're right
you're
there with
me. If anything, you are definitely on your way.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for the encouragement. I appreciate you guys.
Issue number two I got to take up is with the something good coming from Colorado. Great things do come from Colorado. It just proves that better living through chemical usage does happen.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Hey, listen. Hey, that's a great part of the body of the country, okay? I'm gonna tell you.
Right where they put the enema, I know.
Okay, guys, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Hey,
thank you, Leo.
Thanks a lot, man.
That was Leo on World Poetry Open Mic.
Why are you hating on my state, man? Why you got to be hating on my state?
Well, you know.
I love this state. I moved here for a reason.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
It had four seasons.
I was born here for a reason.
I basically was aiming for Wyoming and missed because the states look so similar.
Did you just compare the topography of Colorado to Wyoming?
No, the shape.
Well, that's man-made, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
You notice all streets look the same?
Yeah, they're kind of.
Sometimes houses kind of look the same, too.
Yeah, even in other states.
Dude.
Okay, who do we got?
Who do we got next? Save us from ourselves.
Okay, someone to restore sanity to the show.
What?
We got Lewis.
Lewis, you on the line with us, brother?
Yo, how you been there, brother, last week?
I've been good. How you been?
Oh, fine. Going to have the fall cool down starting tomorrow night. Get down around 45 here in Savannah.
I was going to say, we're sending it your way because we just had a cool down.
Yeah, Colorado's usually get cool down a little before we do. We're here in the south latitude. Sitting here watching old Red Fox chase his son around the screen hollering, dummy, dummy, dummy.
I love that show.
Speaking of which, got one I wrote earlier this week. It's called Bad Actor, Faded Vainglory. Ask any washed up old actor or entertainer who once enjoyed the roar of the crowd and the applause of the audience, who was good and honest enough to tell you the truth, if he has lived long enough to speak of such exploits, and he will tell you that such roar of the applause was what Solomon called vanity of vanities, all is vanity. The most notoriously bad actor in all of history was, strangely enough, the greatest actor in all of history. Born in 5 Anno Domini in Tarsus of Asia Minor, his name was Saul. Possibly, if God had not had a greater plan for him to become governor of Syria or Asia Minor, or even Caesar of Rome himself, yet that Damascus Road experience changed everything for him. And he did stand in Rome, but to tell people of the blinding light and those words, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? St. Paul did stand in a theater, which stands today in Corinth, Greece, where he spoke the words, the Jews seek wisdom and the Greeks seek a sign, but there is none save that of Christ Jesus, who is the wisdom and who is the sign. Paul surrendered his neck to the sword in 67 Anno Domini and was and remains the greatest missionary evangelist to have ever walked the face of this earth, whose life was not now nor will ever have been in vainglory, for he was touched by the S-O-N, whose hand fashioned the S-U-N. The story based on the life of St. Paul, also by an old Alfred Hitchcock episode, 714, entitled Bad Actor. Thank you, and this was my privilege.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Keep the faith, and by all means, share it. God bless.
Thank you, Lewis.
You got it.
Longtime friend, Lewis. He and I have been, well, since I owned the title Poet of 2008, he and I have been friends.
Has it really been that long,
it
man?
Has been
2008?
That long.
Yeah. You've done, look at the leaps and strides you've made, brother.
I'm telling you.
It's absolutely great.
And you got a radio show out of it, too.
I don't know how that happened.
That happened. Hey, we're about ready to go into our terrible twos.
Ironically.
Potty training.
Potty training would wear
two. Ooh, oh, wow.
This is going to be painful,
fine.
Folks. This
no,
is going
to
be painful.
Say, when I worked at 103.5 The Fox, they're like, how the hell did he get a radio show in Denver? In fact, when I got my college show, they're like, how the hell did he get a college show in Bozeman?
Well, do you remember now telling somebody that we had the show? Like, when we were first starting the show, we hadn't even been on the air, I think, once, and were congratulated on your overnight success?
Yeah. Great stuff. I love it.
Yeah. My 27-year overnight success.
And
hey,
it's still going,
long
man.
Time coming, right?
Well, you know. You do something for long enough, someone might take notice.
You know what? That could be a great gravestone, too. Here lies Michael Amade. It was a long time coming.
Wow! Okay, who do we got?
Who do we got to save us from ourselves?
We are, one moment here. I got to get ready. Okay, here we go. So we have a first-time caller.
What?
We do. Awesome. Named Val Vogel.
Val, you on the line with us.
Hi there, guys. Enjoying your show.
Awesome. Welcome to our family.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I had just wrote a poem this morning thinking about kids and grandkids were visiting in Tennessee and seeing some of the changing leaves, and so I called it Autumn Generation.
All right.
And I'll go ahead and read just a couple stanzas. Autumn is upon us. Squirrels scamper, dreams unmet as time's own challenge hampers, generations passing, aging, grateful, another taking root, hopeful, thankful. What is the X or Y need and factor? Our story, theirs too, another chapter, new growth almost hidden beneath colors. Fall leaves adorn fertile earth like lovers. Dynamic taproot of potential youth, seeking balance, meaning, friendship, and truth. Seeing us before them, our hearts still warm, together facing life with open arms. And thank you. That's my first live reading.
Nice. That was great.
Really? Wow. Val, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Val, I'm going to give you some words of encouragement. I like your voice. I like your poetry. And doing a spoken word thing like that, it's much like anything else you do, sports or anything. You got to practice and get the muscles in shape. You are going to be a great spoken word artist.
Keep calling.
That's fun.
It's great
practice.
Thank
you all very much. I'm enjoying it.
Awesome. Thank you, Val. Please keep calling. Please keep bringing new work. This is a lot of the callers you've been hearing tonight started exactly that way.
Yes, and I'm sharing you all with some friends, other people that are trying their arts.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Awesome. We encourage them to call during this next segment, too.
We love that.
Good. See you then.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
That was Val, his first time on World Poetry Open Mic.
Wow, isn't that great?
Yep. So, we have an announcement.
Another
big announcement.
We got a pretty big announcement. How do you want to do it?
Well, you know,
usually
a lot of talk.
Words.
Yeah, a lot of talk goes into words, and a lot of words go into talk.
So I built this fire for smoke signals for nothing.
Yeah,
damn it.
Especially on the radio. Great visual effect.
Okay, so our poet of the month is Edgar Allan Poe, right?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm about to read some Edgar Allan Poe. But the other day when we had a Friday off, I happened to post that we were in the studio, and what the hell were we doing there? We had something up our sleeves. What did we have up our sleeves, brother?
Well, we've been building this community, and our thought has always been, how do we add value to the people that you know, and do cool stuff, you know, that involves poetry and poets. We all love Poe. I think it's very hard pressed to find a poet who doesn't love Poe.
Yes.
So we have put together a recording of various Poe
poems, works,
some very popular, famous ones, and we're going to release it as a downloadable album.
So what you're telling me is you're going to have two albums coming out this year or this month?
Actually,
three.
Your
this
talent
month?
Is being
three, and then
three.
There's three.
Wow.
But we'll announce the other one.
Okay.
You don't do enough.
Well, then I got another one in November, and I got one in December and one in February. But we're not going to go there yet.
Yeah.
Suckers.
Okay. Wow.
No, but this is the World Poetry Open Mic crew reading things along the lines of like Silence of Fable, Annabelle Lee.
Yes.
City by the Sea.
You just, this one that I'm doing now. I'm going to give them a sample.
Okay, great.
All right. So one of the ones I recorded for this album that I really – I've done it live several times and – I have a connection to is a poem by Edgar Allan Poe called Alone. From childhood's hour, I have not been. As others were, I have not seen. As others saw, I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow, I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all I'd loved alone. Then, in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life, was drawn from every depth of good and ill the mystery which binds me still. From the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky, as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form, when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view. Yeah. So you know, if they buy the album, they're going to get that plus much, much more.
Oh, you know, and it's recorded like in audiobook fashion. We have music behind it. It's a whole production, but it's with us here. And you know, it's part of the way that we're putting this out is something, you know, asking you guys to kind of help support the show through that, but by providing something of value. The show's for free. The show will always be free,
yes.
Obviously. But this is just stuff to kind of help, you know, support the time we put into it. But we also want to provide something that's awesome and that you'll listen to with your family, you know, for years.
Exactly. And amongst all the other albums we've gotten coming out, we forgot to mention, you and I are probably going to be on the same compilation CD, too.
Oh, that's right. When is that When is that coming out?
I think it's coming out mid-month this month.
Okay. Well, we'll
wait
get
more details on that. I'll release it on our Facebook page, so you're going to want to stay dialed in there, too.
Absolutely. Okay. So we've got so much great stuff going on. We actually have, believe it or not, one more announcement, but we'll do it a little bit later in the second segment.
We're rationing our announcements.
Basically, what it has been is we've been really busy. We've been working our asses off on stuff, and we're really proud of it. And we're going to start kind of...
I'm a monster now.
It's a monster, not beer.
That was a monster, yeah.
Well, no, for those who don't know, and for those who don't know, I am a recovering alcoholic. I have been going since 2 this morning. This is how busy we are.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going till about 2 tomorrow morning, so.
Well, I got to tell, okay, so really is a very quick thing, so I'm going to read a submission here. But, you know, we've been working on the Poe thing. We've been working on the other project we can't really mention yet. And I was hired to write an adaptation of Hamlet for a children's theater, which I ended up writing a couple weeks ago. But it was funny because they asked me to end it in a dance party, which was a really weird thing, but. I let them decide how to do that. I just did the Shakespeare. But spending this time with Poe and with Shakespeare, when you go into Hamlet, you can't pull anything out of that. It collapses. It is so tightly written, so beautifully done. Same thing with Poe. This gives me – I love reading all kinds of writers, but when you go into the masters like Poe, like Shakespeare, and there's a bunch of others.
Oh, yes.
But when you go into the real masters – good Lord, nothing beats these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Poe was insane. And so it's been such a labor of love. We all love Poe so much. We even have a raven that sits in our...
That has for 2 years sat in our studio.
Since day one. And, you know, this is a labor of love. It's something we really feel passionate about, we love, and we really can't wait to share it with you guys. So that'll be coming out 2 weeks from tonight. Right. That will go live, and it will be available.
And we'll have a link on our site to.
Oh, absolutely! It'll be in the World Poetry Open Mic store. You'll be able to buy it there.
Beautiful. All right. So, what's the submission? Who's that from? Another master, right?
Well, we have. Yeah, we have. Well, he's a frequent contributor to the show.
Right.
He's now becoming the famous Iraqi poet Nadwan Hamed.
Oh yeah, Nadwan. Right on.
All right, and he says this one is a poem that he dedicates, as always, to his beloved Miranda Cosgrove in honor of New Year's Eve. I think he wrote this on New Year's Day of this year. All right, so the name of it is Bella de Diz Lecre. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I may or may not be. Here we go. For an innocent prophet who was born 2 millenniums ago. For an oriental star that fell upon Douglas fir and to Jesus bow. For a man who pulled his cross with him wherever he go and asked people to believe in God and law. To survive in a day they never saw. When Israfil in his horn shall blow, then what was high shall be low and what was fast become slow. And people shall pay the debts that they owe. And some shall enter Eden, and some in the hell shall be throw. While my rose shall gain her glorious bliss, and no happiness she shall miss, when God shall forgive her little sins, where she shall live eternally in her heavens. And that is Bella Diz La... I guess that's actually the right pronunciation, or close to it. I'm probably butchering it. From Nadwan Hamed, a poet who sends in some work every week. He's in Iraq.
Yes. Nadwan, thank you for your submission, brother.
Thank you, sir. Really I apologize. Good. I liked it. I apologize for butchering your words there, buddy.
No, I think you did all right. So, to keep up with my promise of doing one of mine per segment, this one is actually brand new. I posted it this morning. Something I worked on for a couple days, just trying to get tinkering with it, I guess. This is entitled Barroom Angel. That drink we shared many years ago, I may have forgotten your name. The night in each other's arms, your story is burned in my brain. You said he had left you forever. You asked me to stay the night. Unbridled passion shortly ensued, for the mood felt just right. Two souls sharing joy and love in a night that was unplanned. A poet boy becoming a man in the touch of an experienced hand. Daybreak rolled out softly. Fate dictated that we part ways. Your memory to forever haunt me for the rest of my living days. Moments of bliss that we shared within my heart will remain. I will remember every curve on your body, though I may have forgotten your name.
Really good.
Wow, man. You might be a poet or something. You know that? Are you aware of this?
I play a little bit.
Let it breathe, man. Let it breathe.
If you test your wits with your alphabets, you might be a poet. You know, never mind. I'm going to save that one for off the air. You're welcome.
I was going to say, talk about whole grain and nuts.
Oh, wow. So... do we want to go to the next segment?
Of course we do.
Yeah, hey.
So this next, this show is about you guys, the poets. So if you're new and haven't called us, call us. Share your poetry. If you're an experienced person and you've been told to call back during the second segment for your second poem, definitely do that too. You're welcome. So 720-240-9766.
720-240. I was doing something else. 720-240-9766 or WPOM.
You're going to want to call now.
Do you like Edgar Allan Poe? How about Walt Whitman? Give us a call and read your favorite poem. 720-240-9766. Our lines are open. You can read a cover. It's okay.
Hey, baby,
you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call. 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
The craziest idea since, well, since we had the idea for the show. I'm telling you.
Get a room, room, room in the Hall of Doom.
Wow, you guys should just be hanging out in here with us during the music segments too. We're just nuts.
Well, you know, we actually, JT and I were making a plan before the show. We're actually going to try to do this. Maybe we should do it for around Halloween. We should do a loincloth episode.
Yes, I agree.
So we can actually gird up our loins before the show.
Can I ISDN from home while you guys are doing that?
Sure. Who's
going to bring the lemon for the girding?
Lemon
loin. That's where the term loin comes from.
No, that's lemon lime. It's Sprite. I'm telling you. All right, so we do poetry here as well as comedy.
Hello, anyway. Hello, my honey. It's going to be a great segment.
It is going to be a great segment because we, to be honest, we have somebody on the line that was going to be, and probably still will be, our Throwback Thursday next Thursday. And lo and behold, she calls in. So please welcome from New Orleans, she is Gypsy V. Orleans.
Hello.
Welcome back to our show. We have missed you.
Thank you. I miss you guys, too. Unfortunately, this crazy phone that I have won't let me listen.
Aw.
Yeah, but I'll get to it tomorrow. I have a piece for you. It's not overly long. The title of this piece, actually, it's a rough draft that I did today. It's called Patience versus Hesitation.
Okay.
On the day of my birth, the die was cast. I sit with my past, praying my present wouldn't last. Watch a bleak future rapidly. I'm sorry. I sit with my past, praying my present wouldn't last. Watch a bleak future approach overly fast. Often, walking barefoot in the dark, I search for pieces of my broken heart. Stepped on jagged shards that cut like a serrated knife, leaving behind chunks of what may be a wasted life. Those days I spent curled on my garden chair, me, myself, no one else there, became an epiphany, made my stubbornness plead, don't leave. I'd sit alone and distraught, for like a cornered cat, your tenderness I fought. Today, I starve for the affection of love's protection. Seek not false liberation. Yearn instead for libation called reinstallation into what's called a couple's nation. Now hold me gently so your poetry stops my motion. Place your palm on my heart. It'll reveal the beat of awakened devotion. You look at me in confusion as though my words cause an emotional contusion. Relax. Into your veins, I'm attempting a loving infusion. You've been patient. Convince patience to become patient. If you still care, let my lips sit me. You'll see. Your hesitation becomes this literal like video. Now close your eyes. I'll prescribe some audio. My intention is not your devastation. I promise thrills, massive elation. When I hold you close, a bittersweet rush for both of us. My cheeks blush at the hot and cold touch of these words. Words I hope your soul has heard. For I'm in awe of your patience. No longer waiting. I'm done hesitating. Ready to trust again. Now who better to love than you? My patient, lover, and friend. Thank you. I was a little rusty there.
Oh no. No, you're very good. So I've got a question for you, Miss Gypsy.
Thank you. I gotta get back with you guys a little bit more often.
Okay, yeah, I would love that. Make it a weekly tradition.
I will. My head is just filled now and I'm trying to get things out, and what better place than to let it out than on World Poetry Open Mic.
Exactly. So how close are you to Tulane University?
I'm sorry?
How close are you to Tulane University?
I could actually walk to Tulane University from my house.
Okay, you were saying that you were having a hard time finding places for individuality to do her slam poetry, correct?
Yes.
Tulane University hosts once a month a teen poetry slam. So you're going to want to check with them and find out where it's at and when it is. But take her down there and let her get some live experience, too.
Okay, I really need to do that. And I've actually been online checking and everything, and I haven't ran across them. But I will check that Monday, actually. Can't do it until Monday. But I will look into it. But actually, they're building a place. Not far from us, it's going to be a community cultural arts center, and it's going to be for the neighborhood. And I've spoken to some of the people that's going to do the thing, and there's another a spoken word artist that's really, really good in the city, and she and I are friends, and we've made a pact that we're going to just harass these people until they give us a time, a day, where we can have that stage for our young people.
Exactly. That's beautiful.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
That's a good fight to have, too.
And it should be completed within probably the next 2 to 3 months.
Right on.
They've actually put the stage, the curtains, the lighting, and everything is already there. What they're doing now is landscaping, so it can be any day now. And the minute I see people in there, I'm going to be in there. And this other artist, Asia Rainey, she's working with me, and there's another, he's like a hip-hop artist, but he's a really big activist here in the city called DJ Jubilee, and I've spoken with all of them, and we've all agreed that we're going to get a spot for these young people so they can, all of this frustration and anger and whatever that they have going on in the city, they can let it out on the stage without picking up a gun.
That's a great fight to have. Thank you, Gypsy, and we will hear from you next week.
Yes, you will.
All right. We love you, Gypsy. That's Gypsy Via Orleans on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Isn't that great? You know, it's...
That's a great fight to have. We've got friends here that do the poet space.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Who's that again?
Which one are you talking about? There's so many poets.
The creative space. The guys that recorded in your... You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
The music artist, Flowbots.
Oh, the Flowbots.
Yes. Flowbots, yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
How could I ever forget what's their name?
Yes, exactly.
No. There's lots. Okay, I'm going to clarify this kind of quickly here. There's a lot of people doing really cool work in the community around here in Denver. There's a lot of stuff focused on poetry and the arts. And so I just wasn't sure which one, because we tend to know in our circle here, we tend to know a ton of really cool people. You don't called out of gas stations and by haters and stuff, or at Old Chicago by hostesses that randomly recognize you for your poetry radio show. For nothing.
It's awesome.
With that and $3 gets me a cup of coffee anywhere in this town.
Well, it depends. If you're trying to get one of those pumpkin spice lattes, that $3 might not be enough.
Yeah, I might have to grab some change out of my... car. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got next to save us from this wheels coming off the bus?
The wheels coming off the bus. And okay. All right.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, ready? And we have someone who actually will bring us back down to earth. His work is always really stellar. We have Chris.
Chris, how you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good. How you doing, JT?
Doing good.
I enjoyed the poem that you put down on Writer's Cafe. That was a good memory.
Thank you. It was for me, too. Don't tell my wife, though.
I hope so. Well, this one is a little bit of an old one. The ones I was working on, I'm still working on. I haven't posted them yet. So I figured I'd give you guys a memory. I call it From Me to You. Below is my next, written to you, for you. My answer to a love letter never sent. Thoughts never shared, now moments, never to be remembered, and dreams never bared. We are each but a person, us, ourselves, unlike any other. Unique, friends, well, yes, ever and always, convenientless. Lovers, well, I wished and I reached and still forever softly smile for what can't be. Cause perceptions rule minds and hearts just don't count. Beyond even lovers, we are a might have been, a cosmic dream joining all the others in homes and lands that never were nor will be. I will post this poem as I always do. Perhaps others might listen and disregard the forms and rules and finally smile as they were meant to from the start. But least and ever you will know was meant just for you. From me to you, we feel the sea spray while high upon battlements stand, staring across empty seas, each to the other's land. We hear the nightbirds sing and hearts fill with poignant dreams. Light stands outside neath the same empty night skies, watching so hard the canopy above, a gleam of soft starlight, and all the lovers' wishes there ever were. We finally sleep warm beneath all the blankets we own, yet shiver cold and alone when waking to the new dawn's day. As our hand softly searches for the one not there, the one that could have been, should have been, might have been, but never was, nor will be there. We have our friends, and some, the lucky ones, have family too. We live, laugh, and yes, even cry, smile, and so softly sigh, and come home alone to begin anew. This time-honored circle, a cycle, it's all we know to do. We're afraid to reach, one might find, to find, one might care, to care, one might love, to love, one might share, and to share ourselves is all we have that really counts, can't be replaced. Can't be bought, sold in a marketplace. We worry of our peers' conceptions, children or parents' convictions, society's grand perceptions, and lose our dreams one by one till the dawn doesn't come. From me to you.
Wow, thank you. That was a great poem.
Yeah, it was a good memory. Good memory from a while back.
Yeah,
so I thought it would work well.
It did.
So what you guys been up to?
Oh, you know, just hanging out doing poetry.
Well, you guys got me wondering.
Well, we've got lots of stuff up our sleeves. Well, unless it's the 8-boy, then this is just hair. Lots of hair.
You know, as the resident Italian here on this crew, I should take offense to this.
Well, no.
I wish I had more hair.
I'm going to let you go. I know you got other people.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. We'll hear from you next week.
Have
a night.
All right.
You too. Well. That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. Wow. I'm just so blessed to. I know so many talented people. I wish I was that good.
You know, well, wait. You wish you were so good to have this many talented people calling your radio show on a Friday night?
I think he's talking about his talent.
Yeah. Well, no, I was thinking, I always wish as talented as these writers.
Well, you know, the thing I actually love about this, and I'll just make this point very quickly because I know we've got to move on, is that with this show, it's a community. It's not a competition. And I never think creativity is a competition. I know you're just saying that off the cuff. You are a very talented poet. And in fact, the people who call in are all incredibly talented. It's not a competition unless it's a healthy competitive, like, I'm just going to try to do my best so I can, you know.
Yeah.
It just helps drives us forward. But I think it's great we're able to come together and share and all support each other.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The awesome part.
That is a beautiful thing. And someone has supported us for the longest time, the absolute longest time, from week number 2 of the show. Please welcome back for his second appearance tonight. He is Dennis.
Hello, I'm back for segment 2.
He's back.
Welcome back.
Yes, and I have a poem I wrote just this week
The title is She Asked, and it's in the form of a sonnet.
All right.
She asked how much my heart did beat for her. Without a pause, I answered her this way. My heart doth echo boldly when thou art near, a feeling that I long for night and day. I asked her if her love could grow from as she looked at me as if I'd asked too much. And then she said that only time will show. I knew it would. I felt it in her touch. Our banter back and forth intensified. We sparred with words, but flirted with our eyes. But would these anxious moments e'er subside and bring us to a place of happy sighs? Relationships can be a stressful thing, but worth the pain and pleasure that it brings. The end.
Nice.
Thank you.
I stand firm with Chris and Dennis being on our show. I need to go up to Michigan and drink the water. Well, something in the water up there makes great poets.
Wonderful water, wonderful poets.
Well, thank you. As always, we can't wait to hear from you next week.
And I'll be back.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic. Wow. Wow. So many great poets calling our show.
You know what? You know what the show needs a little bit of?
What?
Energy.
Like I don't have enough right now.
It needs that energy.
Wizard energy?
Wizard energy.
Oh, dear Lord.
You know who's going to give us wizard energy?
Lady Anne. Lady Anne, you're going to want to turn down your listening device.
Okay, I've turned it down about as much as I can.
All right.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can.
Okay, hi everyone. So you want some more wizard energy?
Yes.
I'm known as the High Priestess of Energy.
All right.
Okay. Jay Todd, I just want to, of course, say my favorite hellos. That's to the Rock and Roll Cowboy. And I believe I just heard Chris, my love of my life, from Lansing, Michigan. And, of course, Noodle Nut in England, who listens to the show on Saturdays and
yes.
loves it.
Thank you, Noodle.
Okay. Jay Todd, I heard you say in the first part of the show that you're a recovering addict and alcoholic. Is this true?
I am. I still struggle at times with alcohol, but I am pretty much clean and sober off of any chemical drugs.
All right. All right. Well, you know now that I know this, that I will be listening to your voice clearly. And so for tonight, I have two little poems, okay? And this one I dedicate to you, Jay Todd. All right. The first one is called Recovery is Not a Compromise. Do you feel it? Is there any space left for me? Did you give it thought that you wanted to be lifelong drug-free? Addiction is a maddening beast that can strike in every man. Be strong enough to share it and we'll lend a helping hand. Recovery is not something to compromise. Recovery is struggling in every addict's eyes. Recovery is an answered prayer that you realize. Recovery is God's present and is the winning prize. The hardest part is admitting that things went so wrong, spiraled out of control in the day and all the night long. Day after day, night after night, searching for more money. And in the morning, you felt like dirt when the sky was beautiful and sunny. You're missing out on God's original laws to love your country, your family, have a purpose and a cause. Not to get high and lose total responsibility, to sink so low to lose even your self-respectability. And if you believe you can't do it alone, just remember you're an addict, not a stone. And with a prayer in the darkest of the night, God will light the way and help you find what's right. Recovery is not something to compromise. Recovery is struggling in every addict's eyes. Recovery is the answered prayer that you realize. Recovery is God's presence and is the winning prize. I dedicate that to you, Jay Todd.
Very much. Thank you. Thank you. I will tell you this. A lot of people have skeletons in their closet, and I deal with mine on a daily basis. I don't mind if it helps somebody else to know that I've been through similar things. I don't mind helping them out. The decisions I made in my youth were poor ones, and you know, you spend the rest of your life. It's not the troubles that you have in life. It's how you recover from them that defines your character.
That makes you strong.
Yep.
Exactly, and that's what leads me to this little next one, which I dedicated to me because that's how I got saved. Okay, and it's called "Still She Writes." Inspiration and solace captivated, a place she always wants to go. Fantasies in her mind scented. She wanted to act out and show. Take her energies of thought, cast them down with pen and paper. Get out her dilemmas and creations, feeling much better and much safer. Within the light of her work, an antidote is often born. Painted thoughts rich in grace, like a rose without its thorn. As autumn of her life approaches, one by one the leaves start to fall. Matching the therapeutic beauty of her writing, one by one magnificent events she recalls. Once in a million years, maybe two, riding Pegasus, powerful and bold, a lady like her rises on white wings. With each poem, a different story unfolds. With each write, a piece of her is saved. With each smile, her ambition unwaved. And the message is, still she writes her story with light and love. Thank you all for listening to me, and a special hello to Chris. As you can see, poetry is what led to my rehabilitation and my making the right choices. So I understand everything that you said. And have a wonderful, wonderful night. The show is excellent tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me be on.
All right. That was Lady Anna on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution Poetry. You know, there's no hiding it. I mean, when I first started writing poetry, it wasn't to recover from it. It was recovering from something else. And I got caught up in the whole, you know, William S. Burroughs, Hunter S. Thompson, you got to expand your mind, Timothy Leary thing. And I've got to say, my poetry is actually better now that I'm straight than when I wrote when I was high.
That's kind of good to know.
Yeah.
It's really good to know.
Well, I remember so I grew up in a family of musicians. And my father, I remember telling me, was he played in bands for a really long time and, you know, everything from bluegrass to rock music all over the country. And he was talking about how, you know, it used to be a normal thing to just drink and as much as you could and play the show, and you think it was great. And he said one time he didn't, and he was listening to the rest of the band that always was great, but they were all drunk too, and he wasn't. And he thought, wow, these guys really suck. I mean, they're really not that good at all. And he suddenly realized if he loved music the way he does, and you guys know my father,
yes,
he loves music the way a lot of people on the show love poetry and words.
Yeah,
it can bring a tear to his eye talking about a chord progression. And he suddenly dedicated himself at that point. He couldn't do it anymore. Music was the important thing. It wasn't the alcohol, and it was over. And he told me that at a young age. And I had a few experiences when I was very young that made it easy to not get hooked on things.
You know?
And so for me, it's always been a very sobering thing, and actually it's been the best drug in my life could be creating things and working on things.
I got to say, the best high I get now. Absolute best high. And in mind you, I say this knowing that I still struggle with my alcohol addiction. Best high I get is to create something.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
So, all right.
Hey, I got another submission.
What? And I've got another poem. Let's
really?
Do it.
Do you want to do all the right. submission first?
Do the submission first.
I'll do the submission first.
So we have no more callers?
We have no more that callers. That was it.
It's been right. really light on the phones tonight. Now, we were trying to move things along, not out of disrespect, but because we were moving them along because we want to get in the practice of this so we can just kind of keep it as a normal thing. But, you know, we have some submissions tonight. Let's just go through it, okay? This one is from a long, long time friend of the show who was without a phone tonight, Mr. Don Hagelberg.
Nice.
And this one is called Relationship. Formed or formless, when the poem comes, it shatters orgasmic. The height from which it falls only echoes when form follows content. Whether confessional, social justice, or spiritual, it overwhelms the listener in its vocal delivery. The chance to sense, to see, to hear,
to smell, to touch, to taste the image almost thrown up upon the mental whiteboard drains down with the passage of the eraser of lost intensity. It disappears. From the hum of harmony to the drum of conflict, the poem and its innermost dialogue compresses the kiss of psychology with the fit of philosophy. It shivers the flesh which covers the light, delivering to the insides the quake of insight. That is from Mr.
Nice.
Don Hagelberg, called Relationship.
Man. Very well done, Don.
He just kills it. Man. Don, excellent work. I'm glad we could read something from you on the air tonight.
Yes. And rejoin us soon when you get a phone. We would love to have you back. All right. So this one was a request last week. I couldn't do it because we're doing, you know, an 80th birthday celebration for one of the greatest writers I've ever known.
Yeah. Paltry excuses, my friend.
I know.
Paltry excuses.
So, this goes out to Lady Anne out in South Dakota. This is entitled Urban Cowboy. You're nothing but an urban cowboy with a Barbie doll plastic wife, crunching numbers at a desk all day. You haven't worked a day in your life. The only riding that you've done is a rolling chair in your office space. Wishing you were Jesse James, your Stetson hat is out of place. A city slicker that's lost his mind, thinking that you are a cowpoke, a rambler and gambler you are not, more like a punchline to a joke. You say that you won that belt buckle, for what? I'd really like to know. It's more like a silver tombstone for that tic-tac that lies below. You have never ridden a horse, in fact you drive an SUV. A slave to the time clock every day, you will never really be free.
I love it, man.
Thank you.
It's great.
Little humor, little,
no, I think it's
little
great.
Directness, you know. That's the poet I am.
I know I've told this story before. I'm going to tell it again really quickly. When I was doing the Amade and Friends show, 2011, I have people sitting out in the audience. I'm sitting in the back. I'm kind of nervous. He's open for me. I can't totally hear. And so Draven Gray from The Silent Still comes back into the dressing room. And as he opens the door, I hear him say the phrase.
She promised me kisses from dusk until dawn. I must go put up my mistletoe belt buckle on.
And I...
Yes.
And then there was silence from the crowd.
Oh.
And I lost it. And in a sense, from that moment, I had no more nerves about the show. That was great. I was so happy to have you there opening for me, man. Thank you.
No, no worries. And Christmas is coming. I might have to dust that poem off and bring it to the studio.
Okay, so we've got another... We've got our last announcement to make. Here's the thing, we're getting in now to creating things that will last... We're trying to create things that you can listen to with your families and we'll probably listen to with our families. We want things we want to be able to do for years and years and years.
My kid will listen to after I'm long gone and moving on.
I hope so.
And maybe my grandkids.
That'd be great. So, so we're starting this. We're doing the Poe thing. We've already announced that. We've already announced, the album here. Just go on the main page, worldpoetryopenmic.net, and you can just sign up for the free album, so I'll release it on. I'll send it out a link on Tuesday. You can download the album for free for a week. I'll take it down next Friday. But here's a special one. So,
yeah,
I don't know if you guys have been looking at your calendars, but
only a couple days ahead.
Okay, Halloween is on a Friday this year.
What? What day is that?
That's a Friday. It's October 31st.
The 31st this year? How'd that come so quickly?
I'm going to get you a t-shirt that says that. Anyway.
What are we doing on Halloween?
Well, so I don't want to do a show on Halloween, guys.
Well,
you know why? Because I haven't had a Halloween off in who knows how long.
Yeah.
But I had an idea, and I think we've been talking about this before, and I think this is kind of fun. What do you guys think about this?
I hope it'll work. I have serious doubts
and reservations, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Hey, we're going to charge into the fray, my friends.
Hey.
I'm all about creation, so this is going to be an interesting project for us.
So we are taking a very famous old radio play, and we're re-recording it.
Sorry, wrong number?
We're updating it
on October 31st this year, we will be, instead of World Poetry Open Mic, we'll be streaming a new version of the Orson Welles War of the Worlds radio broadcast.
So we could call it War of the World Poetry Open Mic. Nice!
But we'll be streaming that, so it'll be a special production that I think you just blew JT's mind.
How to break your studio executive.
Okay, so time. World Poetry Open Mic, we're doing War of the Worlds, an updated version for 2014. It'll be streaming on Halloween of this year, and we hope you guys enjoy it as much as we do.
Yes.
So we've been really busy, guys, and we're going to be really busy for the next month.
I've got a story about War of the Worlds, by the way.
Do you?
So I'm doing my internship class at Bozeman.
Oh, your radio KGNU. Internship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in 94. And Halloween's coming up. I really didn't want to work Halloween, but I get suckered into covering the Halloween shift of my show. So a week before Halloween, I'm going down the street with my wife. We see this bookstore. We go in. And my wife loves books. Okay. And here on the counter, they've got War of the Worlds on CD. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. That gives me like an hour where I, well, 45 minutes, where I could just play the CD and go do whatever. So I was totally like a lazy DJ and just put that on and phew, out the studio I went for 45 minutes.
Nice. Nice.
You know, I come back with Taco Bell. Just like, oh, it's almost done. I better start a new CD.
It's over. So you just like, you're like,
of it.
I'm like, wow, that was really classic.
Exactly.
Well, no, so this will be a new one, and yes. We hope you guys enjoy it. So we're going to have a lot of new stuff, and we're also talking about doing things now for Christmas. We got all kinds of work to do, but we're also really enjoying it. It's such a great time.
It is.
And,
yes.
We hope you guys, like I said, we hope you enjoy the Poe stuff, the the War of the Worlds stuff, the album stuff, as much as we enjoy creating it.
I cannot wait till we get around to Gothic Dr. Seuss for next Halloween.
I was trying
That'll
to
make it really interesting.
We can do
black
it.
Black eggs
it.
And ham.
I got it. Oh my gosh. We just hit on something. We can take everything and make it gothic.
Let's not give out all of our ideas at once.
You know what else we can do? All right, guys. Hey.
Talk about Wizard of Energy. I'm feeling like I'm the Wizard of Energy.
Hey, right, do you want to pull the cut the hover cart this time since you got so much energy?
I think I will.
All right. Okay. That monster really helped. Hey, let's go to Studio X. What do you say?
What are we going to play when we go to Studio X?
We're going
to
play a song. Okay. So not just a normal poem.
Who is it?
It's Eliza Rickman.
Oh, I love her.
Eliza Rickman. We got the wonderful privilege of seeing her live and talking with her.
Yes.
And she gave us wonderful permission to use her music on our show.
And she's really cool.
She might be actually recording liners for us, too, but
awesome.
That's just a rumor yet.
Yeah, it's a good rumor. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So.
Just a rumor, totally not confirmed by the show at all.
Mush J-Todd, Studio X, now!
Cross my
Oh. Oh. Dude, if you're going to do that, can you at least loosen the harness a little bit? Because that hurt.
Sorry, dude.
You guys are evil.
I can't tell you how much. All that energy.
I'm going to write a poem called Through the Wormhole about that whole hover cart pulling experience.
You know, in the words of Skeletor.
Nah!
Wasn't that Mummer?
No. Mummer was a bigger voice.
Mummer.
Well, really? What did Mummer do? He talked more like this.
Somewhat.
Someone like that?
Yeah.
Mummer. Go ahead.
Well, we are in Studio X, so...
Hey, we're here. We're here to do something, aren't we?
I hope so.
All right. So, since we're doing the new album thing, since it came out Tuesday, guys, I'm going to do one from the new album first, and then we're going to do one more kind of special one.
Well, like a live sneak peek at the new album.
A live sneak peek. So, once again, worldpoetryopenmic.net. Go down just before where it says listen live below or where that button is. Go right down below that. It'll say just subscribe to get a pre-free order the new Amadei album. That's the one. Just plug your email address in there, and I will send you a link to download the album for free.
And this is the only place you're going to get that offer. Everybody else has to pay for it.
Everybody else has to pay for it.
That's awesome.
Okay, so... this is a song off the album. Hopefully I get this right. It's called Dance. Well, my hands won't stop shaking. My heart is aflame. My mind gets to racing at the sound of your name. And all of my secrets, the dark and insane, get lost in the moment when I know you feel the same. And our eyes can't help it, you drift up from the floor as I catch a faint smile as you come through the door. And it's such an inconvenience, not a time for romance, but I find myself asking you to dance. What must they think of me? He's in love, the poor fool, with the wife of another, who the heart can be cruel. He's too young to know better. He must be daft or insane. She's lost in the moment. She should spare him the pain. You can see as I speak to you, you offer me your hand. The gallery is shocked by the rudeness of this man. It's time to be pragmatic. I know I haven't a chance, but I find myself asking you to dance. We step on the floor, our bodies come together, not myself anymore. There's no God in the sky above, no hell down below. There's only this moment, only one truth to know. In your eyes I'm a lost man, on the sea of your heart. The revenge of Lord Neptune, you tear me apart. And it's such an inconvenience, not a time for romance, but I find myself asking you to dance. There's no time to be pragmatic, already taking my chance. And by the looks of your husband, I find my head on a lance. But against my better judgment, find myself asking you to dance. But against my better judgment, I find myself asking you to dance.
Wow, wow. That's beautiful.
That was really good. Thanks. I like it.
Thank you.
I loved it.
I need that album. I don't want it. I need that album.
I don't want it. I need it.
I'm going to...
Well, get your hands off me, man. You can just download it for free. You don't have to take it from me by force.
You're sending it to me for free. How about that?
All right, we'll do that.
All right.
All right. Hey.
Hey.
So, we had an idea we kind of wanted to do.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
A song? There's a song called One. Lots of people know it. It's been around for quite a while now. God.
A little bit.
Oh, my God. It's 23 years old.
Yeah.
That's a
wow. That song could legally buy liquor.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Or playing the NFL.
There you go.
Right. Yes. That's right.
Yep.
Wonder what number of jersey it would wear.
Zero.
32.
So it's a running back?
All right. So we're going to sing this together, but here's the thing, guys. Look it up, One by U2, if you don't know the lyrics. Look it up online right now.
Sing along with us.
We're just going to try to make this kind of a global sing-along. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, why we not? Did this as a sing-along and buy people time to get the lyrics. Back at the Patriot and Loyalist, we all used to hang out and go to this open mic. And it was like your brother, you, I, Steve Varney, all of us got on stage to honor a fallen player. And it was such a magical moment that really I think we should share it with everybody here.
Well, it was one of those things that I think Rob Drapkin was there, who's actually a pretty well-known guy now. And
who's he? I mean, yeah, he's great. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding, Rob.
There's been some great people there, so that's pretty cool. All right, so here we go. Let's try it, guys. You ready?
All right.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life. It's one need in the night, one love, get to share it, leaves you, baby, don't care for it. Disappoint you, leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight. But we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head that ask too much, more than life? You give me nothing. Will we hurt each other? Then we do it again. You say love is a temple, love's a higher law. Love is a temple,
and you make me cry, and I can't be holding on to what you got. All you got is hurt, one love, one love, one life. You get to do what you should, one life with each other. Sisters, brothers, one life, but we're not the same. It's carry each other, carry each other.
Slay me, man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's not the point of this entire song.
No. Really
that song always makes you cry, first off, from foremost. And then that rendition of it, you did just swell.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm J. Todd Underhill. I'm your humble host and poet for Michael Amadei and the Half Squatch and all the powers that be here at World Poetry Open Mic and NatureBox.com. We want to thank you for tuning in.
WorldPoetryOpenMic.net. Sign up for the free album this week. October 17th, Edgar Allan Poe audiobook goes live. October 31st, War of the Worlds string broadcast. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Good night, Robert Mortland, wherever you're at.
Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of change in me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on. Comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. Whether or not it hurts, got to save you from all of your demons that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? To day into a black box and it came out gray. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no.
hazard spotted you.